Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Matt Mania Podcast proudly presents to you, it's number one podcast champion of the world, it's Mega Ran, it's Brock Knowledge,
yeah,
and special guest G1 to the rescue. Ooh-wee. And it's Matt Mania Podcast, brother.
That's right.
What's going on, y'all? Happy Halloween. Man, actually, welcome. By the time you hear this, it will not be Halloween.
Yeah, but welcome back, man.
It's good to be back. I missed, what, two really strong episodes. I want to shout y'all out for the great episode with Justice as kind of got the city on fire a little bit with
that
one. And then with Eva as well, friend of the show who came through. So
that
was awesome. So here's where we talk wrestling, hip-hop, and whatever's on our mind, usually TV or whatever else we're into
at the moment.
That's right, man. So we always like to start our show with a put-over. That's where we take something that's from outside of the world of wrestling and we bring it to the table or to the mat, so to speak.
Yeah.
I got three words. Red Dead Redemption.
Man, that's
how did I know?
Everybody at my job is talking about all my coworkers.
That game is fire. Okay, I've only put in an hour on it, so let me be completely honest. Yeah. I haven't really got like fully into it, and the game actually runs a little slow for my liking, to be honest. But I will say this. It's really good. Graphics, sound, voice acting, all that stuff. Cheers, fellas.
Salud.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Acting, all the stuff, amazing. So this game is the first two-disc game ever for PS4, which means you drop in one disc and it's just data. So you put one disc in and you sit for an hour while it loads up.
Ain't it like 100-some-odd gigabytes of data?
Something crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if it takes an hour, then it just might be.
That's fucking crazy.
It's huge. And so big, so in fact, that it took two discs, and it's the first game that ever takes that. Now, the second disc is gameplay. The first one is just data. It blows your data in, and then you pop the next disc in to get started. Hmm. If you're not familiar, it's Grand Theft Auto on horses.
Basically. That was my next question.
Auto in the 1800s.
Yeah, stealing people's horses, shooting them.
Like
you
Tombstone.
Know. All that, yeah, Tombstone meets Grand Theft Auto.
I know the craziest thing I seen, I was watching the IGN review of the game, and between that and my coworkers talking about it, is kind of what made me get into it, but everybody on the internet been sharing really funny scenes. I seen at some point some chick get ran over by a horse.
I saw that too.
Rolled a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then when I was watching the IGN review, they show some scene where dude was going to rob the bank and he was trying to wait for dude to open the vault and he gun butted him. He's like, too goddamn slow. Shit was hilarious.
So I've been seeing a lot of funny stuff too. People like Ron Funches, he's like, I don't know if he really is into it. He's like, he likes it, but then he's like, it's kind of slow. Uh-huh. And he puts up a couple of things of like him on a horse running full speed into a, like a gate or a post where you just go boom and then you fly off.
Oh, wow.
So he's been putting up a lot of those images, which are hilarious. Right. But again, the voice act is great. I'm still playing Spider-Man. So honestly, I want to 100% that before I really jump into Red Dead. But this game is impeccable. Like, it's fire. If you've ever been into the open world type games, and I didn't think I'd be into like a cowboy game, but it's great.
What does open world mean?
Open world means there's no like level one, level two, level three.
Oh, you just kind of go about your business.
Do whatever you want.
Go about your business.
The first maybe 30 minutes is like you got to do what they say. And after that, they're like, all right, here's your home. Here's the map. Here's a horse. Do what you want. You know, and eventually it'll direct you towards getting to the end.
Okay.
But they say that this game is 65 hours long. Mm-hmm. That's if you're just doing quest stuff.
Just playing the actual game itself.
That is crazy.
Is there online? Like, is there online play?
Not
too?
Yet, but there will be. They're talking about online because Grand Theft Auto Online has been extremely popular.
So you're gonna have like packs of like cowboy gangs.
Ganging up, robbing stage coaches.
Gang.
That might be the moment where
I think that's when it's gonna get really lit because that's what happens with Grand Theft. Like everybody started doing heists together. Like, oh, get a squad together and go rob a bank. And then it became like really fun. So,
okay.
So yeah, that's my put over. Red Dead Redemption, which is out now for PS4 and Xbox. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you got a lot of memory space on there.
Shout out to Rockstar Games.
If you, and here's a part where it's not really a shout out to them. Here's what's going on. I don't know if y'all heard this story. Mm-hmm. Right before the game came out, they said that they've been working their employees 65-hour weeks to try to get this game out for
Damn.
People.
God.
And it's like, yo.
That's a long
and there's no like unions for game developers or anything like that. So like they're just getting worked to the bone. Okay. Like
fair enough.
And they tried to hype it like, oh, this is how dedicated we are to giving you a great game. And it's like, what about these people that aren't seeing their families as working to the bone?
I don't think it's so much of that. Otherwise, you just telling people, hey, y'all can't leave.
Right. We locking in tonight, you know? And they're like, what? Yeah.
5 hour weeks, man.
That's crazy. I mean, that's like Japan is known for working crazy hours like that, too. Yeah. So. That's insane. So I have friends who are actually boycotting the game because they're like, y'all ain't treating the workers right. So we don't want to play your game no more. So I don't know. I don't quite feel like that. I feel like these guys have made a choice to work in a field that
I would hope they're being compensated
they really like,
properly.
And I would hope they're getting compensated. But then game companies will shut down in a minute, man.
Yeah.
Like that happened to Telltale, who did The Walking Dead and a bunch of stuff. They pushed them to get this game out, and then they didn't meet their sales goals.
Wasn't that game trash?
Y'all gotta go. I actually kind of like the Walking Dead Telltale games, but it didn't do what they expected it to do.
Sure.
Only Telltale games
gotta go.
I played was the Back to the Future joint.
Back to the Future was dope.
That was dope.
Batman Telltale is dope.
Did the Walking Dead one come out like at the peak of the height
of the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Like now they've done about 4 or 5 of them.
Oh, man.
It's like in the universe, so you might see like Glenn walk by, but he's not in your camp. Like you might run into Glenn or whoever, but it's all through the eyes of this little girl, Clementine.
Oh, okay.
And so you're controlling her, trying to keep her safe. And it's really dope. And I think that's where the idea of, what's that other show? Fear the Walking Dead? It probably came from that.
The spinoff?
Yeah, so because it was so popular.
Yeah.
All right, enough video game talk for 1 minute.
Forever.
Forever, maybe.
Just for me.
All right, I'll let our guests get on. G1, what you feeling this week?
Man, I got a great put over. I'm going to put it to you like this. I know we kind of wanted to get off of the video game talk, and this might sound cliche considering I'm on a wrestling podcast, but honestly, WWE 2K19, I feel like, is the blueprint for the next so many WWE games. I feel like this time they really put a lot of effort. First of all, just everything down to like the motion capture. The reversals make sense. Like if somebody's running up with a spin kick, like it's not like they miss a super kick or some shit. Like, how the hell did you get back on one leg? Like, wait a minute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so the reversals just make sense. The animations look a lot smoother. I think they did well with the online servers this time. I know I play online quite a bit, and it seems like it's running pretty smooth.
Is it? Okay. I was worried about that.
The creative options, as usual, are just insane. You know, just down to the materials and everything like that. And you know, obviously crazy character selection. They just announced the Titans DLC that's going to be coming soon with EC3, Bobby Lashley, and the War Raiders. So
Lashley.
That's a whole nother story.
Leo Rush has I feel like he's supposed to be annoying, but yeah, he's definitely doing too well.
Super annoying.
All right. I agree. I played it for a little while. I like it. I started in my player mode. I like the story, how you're like this indie dude trying to work your way up.
BCW.
I dig that. You're in BCW.
That's funny.
And like, it's a little too breaking the fourth wall, kind of breaks kayfabe a lot. You know what I mean? It's like you have an option where you can listen to podcasts and see who's talking about you. You know what I mean? And it's like,
I
was just about to say, hey,
it's 2K20.
Yo, holler at us, 2K.
Talking about the BCW, right?
We'll make up a, hey, this is Matt Mania. We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it all. So, yeah, you can listen to podcasts. After your match, you go and talk to the guy you wrestled and like, oh, you know, thanks for the opportunity. And it's like, I feel like they break kayfabe way.
That's interesting. Yeah,
that fourth wall.
Too much.
Breaking that fourth wall was important, I think, this time around because we are in what they call the reality era of wrestling. People at this point know and are perfectly aware that it's a show, even the kids. It's just a very entertaining show and one that clearly hurts like hell. So I think that was a bold move by 2K to say, hey, let's do this. Let's have like a whole indie situation and let's really do it.
It was cool to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I was definitely like, wait a minute. Some kids might be like, How? Like, you know what I mean? You fight Braun Strowman, and then afterwards you're talking to him. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, eh.
Yeah.
Yo, so
the life of Daniel Bryan, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm playing that mode on hard difficulty. Man, I think I probably fought that Randy Orton level at least 10 times before I beat him.
Yo, first match I did was I was doing the AJ Styles challenge thing.
Oh,
and $1 million challenge, and like I lost a bunch of times, but it is much better. I feel like they're finally getting their footing,
yeah,
and making this game improve to for the next generation. I mean, still ain't better than the original goats of wrestling games from the Nintendo 64. Talking about the No Mercy. The WrestleMania 2000, WCW Revenge.
They were great games, but I always had an issue with 64's graphics. I hated that cardboard box looking shit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was a PlayStation dude at the time, so
it was a little boxy too, though. Here PlayStation,
comes the pain. Shut your mouth.
I mean,
SmackDown games were fire, though.
They were fire, but yeah, we talking about like it's like it was like Lego boxy on the 64. On SmackDown, early SmackDown games just look like not well done action figures, but at least it was like a full body. The 64 was literally like you fighting Duplos against these. Oh, Duplo just hit a diamond cut.
Outside of the graphics, man, I just thought the gameplay
was
that's
amazing.
What it was. That's all I needed.
And the gameplay graduated now when they did kind of step that up was my favorite era of Nintendo wrestling games was on the GameCube. The last one that they did before the GameCube got discontinued, WWE Day of Reckoning 2, people slept on that.
Yeah, I don't think I played 2.
You had the graphics and the old 64 gameplay.
Ooh.
This was when they did it right. It was starting to get that way. But yeah, Day of Reckoning 2, they went out with a bang on that. I buy a GameCube right now just to play that again.
That's usually the one frustrating part, and then I'll get off games, is that the game systems take a while to really recognize their full potential.
Facts.
So it might be 5, 6, 7 years of kind of trash games. You know what I mean? Until they get like the football or the basketball or the baseball or the wrestling like absolutely mastered.
GameCube was solid to me. You had the Zelda joint was one of the best Zelda games.
No, the Zeldas were great. But I mean like out of the sports games. I'm talking about
Well, at that time.
It usually takes time for sports
games. At that time you had NBA Street Volume 2.
Oh, shoot.
NBA Street Volume
Street Volume 2 was a classic.
Solid.
Classic. True. They need to remake that.
Yeah.
So, Rock, what you got?
Yeah, so I'm going to take a complete left from what y'all talking about, because I really don't understand most of what y'all are talking about, because I'm not a gamer dude. I'm actually going to put over my pops, man. So, this past Saturday, my dad was honored by the Arizona Coyotes. it was a big surprise for him. My dad is actually going to be retiring from the fire department at the end of the year. 35 years of service. His captain. His captain.
Awesome. Shout out to Rock Pops.
That's dope.
Pop Rocks.
Yeah, so basically his captain along with my pop's lady and with the help of us, we all met up at the game to surprise my dad. He had no idea what was going on. We were all there. And then right after we got there, the Coyotes representatives came out and they told my dad they wanted my dad to help participate in the ceremonial puck drop. So my dad, they gave my dad a jersey with his name on the back, with his station number, which is station 8. My dad got to go. He got to go do the ceremonial puck drop. They announced my pop's name in the arena. He was on center ice with the captain of both the Coyotes and the Vancouver Canucks, I believe.
Wow.
So yeah, man, it's really dope, man. It's going to be wild for me when my dad retires, because for my entire life, my dad's been a firefighter.
Wow.
I don't know my dad as anything else.
Wow.
You know, he's the epitome of a firefighter. If you look it up in the dictionary, it's my dad's face.
Yeah, that's for sure. You better
you know,
feel that way about your
it's
father.
A special, I'm telling you, man, it's a special breed of person to want to willingly run into a burning building to save somebody. So I'm not built that way. But my dad's been injured on the job. He's been hospitalized. He's been through a whole lot of shit on the job, man. But he is still that dude. He's 61 right now, man. And he's still doing like mountain rescues, rappelling off of helicopters. Like my dad is that dude. So
wow,
just want to put over pops, man. Like I said, he retires. His last shift is actually New Year's Eve. So effective 1/1 of 2019, my dad is living the good life. So yo. Salute to Pops. I love you, man.
Yo, salute.
It's dope. Dope.
Yo, much respect.
Shout out to all the firefighters, man.
All day.
For literally putting your life on the line. We appreciate it.
Yo, he's been on True TV. He was on like the most daring rescues.
What? Yeah.
Pops a freaking superstar.
He's been in the paper. He's been all over. He's been all over it, man.
What?
So salute to Pops.
I did not know any of that. That's so crazy.
That's so crazy, man.
Shout out to Rox Pops.
Yeah, man.
That's super dope.
Hell yeah.
All day.
By the way, man, we mentioned Justice earlier.
Yeah.
You know, talking about him being
my
on
brother.
The show. Hey, yeah, man, Justice. Good dude, man. Ringleader.
I got the CTL right there.
Nice. Ringleader. Mm-hmm. Respect the underground. I want to thank Justice publicly and for blessing me, giving me the opportunity to be on his album as well. I have two tracks on the
Which
album.
Which one did you do?
I did The Boogie and Chain Gang.
Okay.
4 and 5 on the album.
His project surprised me. I liked a lot of it.
It was solid. So the Boogie, that's the marijuana joint, and then the one right after that I did
Justice doing a weed song. Shocking.
Definitely not.
That's my guy.
Right. Yeah, man. Shocking. So definitely shout out to him and the whole RTU. It is a solid album. I spoke about it on 101.1 when we was up there. But yeah, man, I really appreciate just honestly just all the love. Like I did a post not that long ago, just like it was a lot of random just one day, and I don't know if you know, I like to say the creator, I don't know if the creator is just like putting something in the air, but it was just that random. Like XXL put out a post that said tag a producer that's killing it right now. My man's tagged me in that post.
That's
random
me.
As hell. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell going on? And then John Blaze is doing his show. Shout out to Blaze and Icon Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And on a couple of occasions, you had Arza up there with two other producers.
Arza
talking about me. And then our other Matt Maniac, T. Call, he's on the show. And then because T has a joint with Deli Every Day for his whole year of doing a song every day, and
yes,
number 281 Rocket Science was on a G1 track. So shouts out to Deli Every Day, shouts out to T Call, of course. And then they get into a whole big thing about me. I'm like, man, it's just a lot in the air. Like I'm not used to this. Like I've been doing music for so long in the shy, but the market is so saturated, unfortunately, with everybody kind of like having the same identity essentially. And it was really hard for me to break through that glass ceiling and flourish. And then in my third move here, my third time moving out here, now, you know, word just gets around.
And I appreciate
everybody that's ever, you know, invited me to a session or bless the G1 beat or even just put my name in the air out there, because I ain't shit. I'm still working a 9 to 5. You know,
well, stay humble. That's the important thing. Like, keep that in perspective.
I mean, that's all. This ain't something I'm used to. So it would take me years to get used to being recognized.
Yeah, man. Well,
that's dope, man.
Keep on, man. Because I mean, you got heat. So I have no problem putting you over when it comes to like people asking about dope producers in the area. Because your stuff is fire.
Yeah, we also want to make sure we put over the two members who are not here. T. Call is out doing villainous things right now.
Yes, true.
And Neo X literally just landed from the Jericho cruise.
Man.
So I'm assuming next week we're going to have tons of stories for what occurred on that boat.
I can't wait. I mean, I didn't want him to come here straight from the plane.
Me neither.
But I kind of selfishly did because I want to hear his stories.
I'm hating. Fuck that. You should have came to the show.
I know he's seen some.
Nope, be tired.
All I know is I saw Rey Mysterio posting videos of his suite on the ship, and I was like, this is on a boat? Like it looked like luxuriness. So I'm actually really looking forward to hearing about, because
being able to do that and pop up on SmackDown.
Right?
Yes. Yo, he's everywhere.
Yeah. Yo, because there really wasn't any I didn't really see any like live reports from it. Like I don't know if it was kind of inclusive.
Well, they didn't have signal out there.
Oh, because they're literally in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, so I think that maybe that's like on purpose, where they're like, oh, now you can't get by the minute updates if they're having a match.
I assume they were filming, and I would assume there's a whole lot going on.
I've seen some footage.
So I would like to watch the actual card.
I think it's going to be on like Fight TV or something. It probably is by now, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they filmed it all there. But they didn't, like, some footage popped out on social media.
That joint sold out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I seen Brandi Rhodes give somebody a stunner. And, and unfortunately,
I saw pics of Brandi Rhodes. Lord have mercy.
And then that fortunately led into Crossroads from Cody Rhodes on somebody. I forgot who they were fighting.
Yeah, no, that's big shout out to Jericho, man. Like, wrestling is just in a really good spot right now for things like with All In being successful like it was.
Shout out.
Cruise, like, wrestling is thriving right now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about. No thanks to the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about something the WWE did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Evolution happened.
Yes.
And,
come on, man.
Yo, I just got to say.
Ladies.
This thing was so poorly promoted.
It was.
The build-up was trash.
Looked like a house show.
But the show was dope.
The show was great.
It was good.
I wish they would have put more into the production. But I read a story, and this could just be them covering up. They said basically the stage setup, because of where the event took place to where Raw and SmackDown were going to be, it would have been too difficult to have the full production tear down and then get to the next spot and get everything set up. Whether or not that's true.
Could be true.
And I mean, I only say it looked like a house show because it was kind of dark. It wasn't as lit as you would normally expect it to be.
I liked it that way.
But
I kind of dug it.
The ladies showed out.
And the crowd was so hot. And like, crowd can make a show. They can make or break it.
Oh, yes, they can.
A bad crowd will make you be like, oh, that match wasn't even that good. But a great crowd will make you have, average matches become great. So, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to be like, I'd be a hater.
Okay. I might be with you.
It was a little botchy.
Oh, man. Let's talk about it.
And it was not the best show ever. However, the crowd was so into it.
Yeah.
And Becky and Charlotte tore it down.
What about the botch heard around the world with Alicia Fox five minutes late to the run-in?
Yo, and then they replayed it. Why?
I was shocked they re-showed that.
Why would you replay
because
that?
Because if you notice, they didn't show the botch of when Ronda was on the top ropes and kind of botched that drop. They didn't show that again. But they sure did show Alicia Fox.
Unorthodox maneuver, what a maneuver. You start hearing, weird stuff from the commentary. Like, well, that might be effective.
Yeah,
no. Like, you messed up on a video game. That's true. Didn't get all of it. Right?
No, but right. you are correct. Becky and Charlotte tore the house
down. Tore it down.
Should have been the main event.
Should have been the main event.
That was amazing.
Let's talk about the main event, though.
Yeah.
Nikki impressed me.
She definitely did more and took more than I thought she was capable of taking.
She got more offense off on Ronda than anybody else ever has. Which, I'm like, really? But she stepped up. With this being the main event on this card, she stepped up.
Yeah.
I got to give Nikki a lot of props.
I did like the double Samoan throw that she did to Nikki and Brie. That was cool.
That was dope. Great. It's like nobody thought.
No.
That Nikki was going to win.
Hell no.
Like, nobody thought that.
Of course not.
We just wanted a good match. That's why I think it should have been swapped. And you got Becky Charlotte because we didn't really know who was going to win that. We wanted
that
Becky.
That was crazy.
No, because there was points where I was like, oh, damn, they're about to put the strap back on Charlotte.
Yo, Charlotte would make the comeback, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go.
No, but I love the fact that Becky was super healing it up, especially when at that point where Charlotte was down on the floor and Becky's just throwing all the tables and everything on top of her. I love, yes.
That's great writing to be like, yo, she's frustrated. Like, she wants to be her so bad. She's like, what do I got to do? Starts throwing all the furniture on her, and then she gets up.
That last power
the powerbomb. I jumped out of my seat.
Damn.
I jumped up.
Not even, no, powerbomb. Let's talk about the Alabama slam that Nikki Bella gave Ronda Rousey.
Yo. I was holding my head. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She hit all of that. That Alabama slam was nice.
That was vicious.
That was Bob Holly, man. Yeah. Somewhere he smiled like, good job, baby.
That was I was like, damn. She got all the momentum, hit all it perfectly.
And that was just head. Bop.
And Ronda sold it.
Yeah.
Ronda sold it, man. I mean, it was I enjoyed the card. We were talking about it before you got here a little bit. Yeah. The only match that I had a hard time getting into was the Mae Young finale, and that's only because it started off so slow.
Yeah. It did. It ended great, though.
You know, the slowness of the beginning when them trying to do, chain wrestling, I was like, damn, this is really slow. But then, it picked up. I don't have any.
And if you don't know them.
I have no ties to either. I don't know either of them women. I didn't really watch the Mae Young Classic very much.
I watched Mae Young Classic.
I didn't watch a lot of it.
Not because I don't think it's good. It's just there's so much wrestling to watch.
Bro,
it's hard to dedicate time to it.
It is.
I got to get back into it too. Like, I was just like, it's too much. Like, you spent 3 hours Monday, 2 hours Tuesday,
Wednesday. 2 hours on Wednesday because you have two. You have NXT and NXT UK.
Yes,
right.
So that's
when does 205 come on?
It's Tuesday. Tuesday after SmackDown.
And then not even that, with last week, you had all of that, plus you had Evolution, which goes into Raw, SmackDown, and what we got to talk about later in the show, which is Crown Jewel. Right. There's been a lot of wrestling in these past couple of weeks.
It's been a lot. And it's all been quality, but unfortunately, like, things fall, like, things get left by the wayside. Like, I've been talking about 205 because it's actually been good.
205 Live has been
great. But, like, I just haven't been able to watch it. Like, it's quality wrestling.
It's tight. It's tough.
You know what I mean? It's tough, man. Man, it's so hard. I don't know. So, question. What would you... We talked about Lio Rush for a second.
Are we done with Evolution? I just want...
Lashley.
I don't want to gloss over the fact that Big Sexy took the... Took the Battle Royal.
Battle Royal.
Yeah.
I also thoroughly enjoyed like her most and girls. Tamina.
That's my baby.
I was about to say
doing
that.
The Roman.
That
salute
was
Roman.
Dope. They did the Roman salute.
They did the salute
I was,
Roman.
I was pulling for Tamina, to be honest.
That would have been dope.
I thought,
and unexpected.
Unexpected. You got it. You like, it's perfect. She hadn't been around. This is the time for a big push.
Big Sexy.
You know what I mean?
I literally thought you was talking about Kevin Nash.
I was like,
Nash
did Kevin Nash show up on Evolution? No.
Wow.
That's funny. WrestleRap calls her Big Fine.
Big Sexy.
They call Nia Big Fine.
Shout out to La Muñeca, who thought she had the dub.
Yo.
And then got...
She had a nice little moment.
Pummeled.
I enjoyed the Battle Royal. Still fine.
Zelina
Vega. Yes. It was good, man. I mean, really, I mean, I don't really think there was a bad match on the card. The Pirate versus Shayna Baszler was good.
That was good. Yo, bad booking for that one, in my opinion.
You don't think that Shayna Baszler...
No, she should have won it. But Shayna Baszler is a perfect heel. She's like the most... Yeah. She's a perfect heel. They didn't have to have the other horsewomen come and cheat.
Yeah, that was
I was like, this is a little extra. Like, she's already badass. Like, why does she need help?
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to heal it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I really like Shayna Baszler. I like her a lot. I mean, Kairi Sane, of course, that elbow is phenomenal. But I really like Shayna Baszler. So I'm okay with them getting there. She's the first two-time women's champ.
Yep.
That's very interesting. Out of all the NXT people.
Well, you figure Trashka held
they've
it for
all
so
gone.
Long.
They've jumped right up, usually.
Well, they were
stop calling her Trashka.
not going to happen.
You'll see. When she beats Ronda at next Mania. No,
it's over.
She's not.
No, because there was talks that Shayna Baszler may be up for a call to the main roster. Oh, obviously, God. Now... I don't think it's a good time for her to come up. There's too much going on.
I don't think
on.
Anybody should come up right now.
Like, they should hold off.
Listen,
like, until
y'all
the first
don't watch
of the year.
NXT as much as I do. NXT is on fire, especially now when since Bobby Fish returned and now the Undisputed Era is four deep.
Mm-hmm.
They've been like NWO and shit. Like it's been great. They doing
exactly, it's straight NWO.
They doing exactly what they supposed to do. War Machine, excuse me, the War Raiders are doing their thing.
Yeah.
What about Johnny turning bad?
Man,
that?
Joe, he didn't show up to this episode, but I'm sure they're setting it up for War Games to where it's going to be Johnny Gargano versus Aleister Black. Aleister Black is back.
Okay.
So,
War Games is this coming month.
Yeah. Just announced today, one of the War Games matches is going to be all four members of Undisputed Era versus the War Raiders, Pete Dunne, and Ricochet.
Dog.
Crazy.
That's going to be fire.
The War Games was crazy. Nuts last year.
Last year was crazy.
And Undisputed Era won. So
they did.
They got to go back in it again.
Have they held the titles the whole year?
Not the whole year, because Ricochet has the...
Oh, that's right. He has the North American title.
The tag belts. The Undisputed Era still has the tag belts.
And so they've had the tag belts since
they've
War Games?
They've had it for a year.
Almost a full year.
Crazy.
Wow. Impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was... I mean, it was good, man. Shout out to WWE for taking the leap and putting an all-woman show on, because obviously
it's that time.
It probably wouldn't have happened 10 years ago.
No, not at all.
And I'm pretty sure it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It was successful enough.
This could be a yearly thing.
I even appreciate the appearances, man. It was nice, you know.
Oh,
nice
Trish was looking delicious.
I
still
great.
Love Trish Stratus.
Kelly looked good. Mm-hmm.
Tori Wilson.
You know, Tori Wilson.
Alundra Blaze looked
old.
Ivory looked old.
But Ivory
had a good showing, though.
Her in the ring looked better than Alundra Blaze, just to keep
she
it real.
She could still work.
She could still go.
Yeah, it was good, man.
I wanted to see Jacqueline. But
she wasn't even interested. They talked to her. She was like, I don't know.
Wow.
Neither was Jazz. They reached out to Jazz. Jazz was like, nah. Because Jazz was saying that instead of booking me for that, you should book me and Rodney Mack for the Mixed Match Challenge.
Oh, okay. Cool. You can't be choosy now. Like, if you get the call, you got to go in.
I swear.
But anyway.
So that was Evolution.
Evolution, mm-hmm. I thought, very good show.
Solid.
I'm glad I stayed up to watch it. I honestly skipped, what was it, the Sasha Bailey
I forgot about that match.
I skipped it. I don't.
You didn't see Bayley lay on top of Sasha to save her and further put questions in the air of the lesbian love fest they're going to have at some point?
I did not see that.
I thought that was a good match. I forgot who they fighting, but it was a good
Sasha
match.
Sasha got the pin, right? Yeah, Sasha won it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for a Sasha turn. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'm waiting for it.
It was a three-way situation. Somebody ended up getting slammed in. What's the name? Hit the Macho Man elbow, and then Sasha came up with the Eddie Guerrero frog splash.
Yeah, I thought she won.
Oh, shit, the frog splash. Yeah. Dope.
Big ass tribute situation.
All right, so let's talk about Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I like it Raw. Speaking of,
yes,
we haven't gotten into any rap talk.
No, let's do it a little bit.
Let's do it
real quick. We got to talk about what I think is the best rap album out right now. Because it changes every week.
Say it.
Simone Lisa?
Come on.
You ain't gonna agree with this one.
Well, you might not
have heard it. A lot of people slept on it.
Come on.
Joel Ortiz.
Mona Lisa.
Come on.
And Apollo Brown.
Come on, bro.
That front album front is back. On, bro. Fire Flames.
Before, yo. I thought you were going to say, because I forgot that it came out because I was just listening to it, but... I thought you were going to say Dave East and Styles P.
I heard a little bit of that, and that's dope.
It's cool.
That was dope.
Joel Ortiz is killing it. Joel, see, when Joel want to rap, he could kill something, man.
Yeah,
the joint about the hospital.
Yeah,
so good.
Shout out to the Yawa.
I miss great rapping with great concepts. You know what, like, oh, man.
Every time I hear Joel rap, I hear Royce rap, I hear Crook rap. And I'm like, you just think about slaughterhouse work.
That was Eminem's whole plan. I remember watching Eminem Sway interview, and he was like, man, my whole point in putting Slaughterhouse together is I wanted to make lyrical rap popular. I wanted them to be a commercial but lyrical rap act. And still, he said, and still to this day, despite all whatever personal issues we got going on, still to this day, I think the four of them dudes are the four dopest rappers on the planet. It's out of Eminem's mouth himself.
Yeah.
He said that. Still, ain't
I agree. I mean, we talk about the Joe Budden podcast on this show a lot.
I'm not allowed to talk. Maybe about even Joe way too much. I'm not allowed to talk about it no more. I was told.
But the best part of it is that I feel like, you know, Joe's disgruntled situation aside, I feel like M tried. Like, I mean, maybe he didn't give it the absolute best effort that would have been best for them and their audience. Mm-hmm. But, like, he literally tried to bring lyrical rap to the mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, who else has taken that kind of chance?
He thought he had it with the M said he thought he had it when he reached out to CeeLo for the My Life joint.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that one.
It wasn't Slaughterhouse.
I just want to hear Slaughterhouse just rapping.
Just rapping.
Lyrical murderers.
So they could have just stayed indie to do that, you know?
While we're talking about hip hop, I do want to mention a sad note. We lost a member of the Arizona hip hop community this week. P Nice, DJ out here,
what?
Man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Cameron passed away.
No.
Yeah, it was yesterday. This is Wednesday. Yeah. So he passed away on Tuesday.
Don't tell me that, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that you didn't know. My bad, bro.
I know, dude. I mean him. He's a really good cat.
Yeah. I know he was dealing with a lot of health stuff, and it's so crazy. I looked at our last conversation, and it really got me down. He was he had gone into the hospital like 2 months ago.
Yeah,
and he went on Facebook or something and was like, "Yo, I'm so tired of being in this hospital or whatever." Like, and I just reached out like, "Yo, fam, like, what's good?" And he's like, "Yo, I'm meeting with the doctors right now, but I'll hit you back." And so I hadn't heard from him since then, but he was always talking about, "Yo, let me let you hear some records. Let me get down." Like, and it's crazy small world. He used to do a podcast with K Murdoch.
I didn't know that.
And like they're all homies from radio. And like, man, and I was just like, dang, he's done stuff with Blue and Exile. Like, he's been all over the place, and like, very respected member of the hip hop community out here, man.
I didn't know him like super well. I knew who he was. We met a couple times. We definitely ran a lot of the same circles. We have a lot of the same friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, anytime a member of the community passes, it's a loss, man. And I feel bad. Yeah. Condolences to his family, to his friends.
Me and P Nice met one time, and I just remember playing him some tracks.
Yeah, man.
We had literally were supposed to at some point chop it up. I hate when that happens. That's happened to me more than once. That happened to me back home in the shop. But man, RIP to Pete Nice. Yeah, such a great dude.
Hate to, you know, put a damper on the night, but I definitely did not want to not acknowledge it.
It would be different if I knew, but I didn't know.
Oh man, I'm sorry, dude.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
So. Well, on to let's take a break. I'm gonna take a break. Play a record, and we're gonna come back.
Yeah.
And talk some Raw and SmackDown once again. This is the Matt Mania Podcast.
Chip.
Yes, sir.
All my life I hustle just to get that moolah and stack my change up, then go see the jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. All I ever had with the my cousin Lee with the in the GT, switching four lanes on the stove with the coupe cut like propane. Aye. On the block where the shots go bang. Only real really gon' hang. All my life, you was saved by the bell, I was saved by the coupe. Young boys with choppers, young boys with lawyers. We stand in the kitchen and whip out that whip out that whip. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah and stack my change up, then go see the jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah and stack my change up, then go see the jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. Got the trap house bumping. First of the month when the kids run. Got the whole block jumping on fire. Your name on ring when I come through. Hey, addicted to moolah, no favors. This feel like a hell of a day, bro. I'm falling in love with that cocoa. Running my veins in my whole soul. Got the whole block in the choco. Been a f*** to the popo. Cool as a cooler. Addicted to moolah. Hey. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah and stack my change up, then go see the jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah and stack my change up, then go see the jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. We've been standing on the corner. Just to get that moolah and stack my change up, then go see the jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah and stack my change up, then go see the jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that.
We back. Don't call it a comeback. It's Matt Mania.
Yes.
It's Halloween for us, not for you.
Yes, it is.
But it's November for you, and we were gone until November.
Facts.
But now we back.
Every time I make a run, break right down and cry, I ask myself why.
Side note, I was on tour with the Microphone Misfits from Chicago. Shout out to them.
Man, crib.
And they were like, yo, bro, Wyclef was garbage. Ooh. He always was a bad rapper. Ooh. And I was like, hey, man, take that back.
I'm not rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Fugees fan.
Yes.
And the first Wyclef album is a classic.
Yes. Carnival?
That. Yes.
Yeah, Carnival's dope.
I was like, you stop that.
Yeah, I'm not rolling.
And then he started playing me some Wyclef songs.
Were they bad?
And they weren't that good.
were they new or were they old?
They were like kind of new.
Oh, yeah, new. I'm not messing with you. You ain't going to tell me.
Oh, Clef.
Score era Wyclef wasn't dope. Man.
He was dope. Early Wyclef.
It's a different type of rapper. He wasn't bad.
He wasn't like your lyrical miracle, but he was a great compliment to what Lauren brought, and then Proz was just there.
Prize, ugh. Now, if he said Prize is bad, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, we agree. We're in agreement.
But I was like, come on. Clef got some classics under his belt.
Does got some joints.
He got classics. So he played The Rocks, It Doesn't Matter. Remember he was on that? It doesn't matter.
I remember
that. And that was kind of trash. It was kind of bad.
That's
the
wild.
Rock doesn't matter if you, The Rock doesn't care if you want to get a Bentley.
That's wild.
So anyway, the decision has now been made and it's final. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE is going to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
It's happening. An event where the best in the company will fight for the title of best in the world. I put air quotes on
except
that.
Except for the fact that arguably one of the best said, nah, fam. And then another one was like, nah, Vince.
Nah, fam. So here's what happens. Now, this is what had me curious is like, how are they going to write these dudes out of this show? And they just were straight up. I think on Raw,
that was funny.
First of all, they had Baron Corbin come out with the title, which would make me like, whoa, that doesn't look good.
Never going to happen again, Baron Corbin.
So they had him just straight up be like, oh, you know what? We don't like Cena. We're going to just take it away from him and and we're going to give it to Bobby Lashley. And, you know, and it's a heel move since Bobby's heel. So it kind of works, but
it's a horrible consolation prize for people Saudi.
People out there are like, but we want to
just want to see Bobby Lashley.
And then on SmackDown, they decided to have the title match
just on TV.
That's the way to do it. They should have had it. They should have had Cena show up on Raw and just had the match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was this match? What was he supposed to?
He was in the challenge.
Oh, he was in the challenge. So I guess they couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So
we got to break that. We got to break that bracket down because there's some matches in that bracket that are
there are some
dope.
Really interesting matches.
Kurt and Dolph.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I want to see.
I'm there for it.
I've wanted to see that for years.
I'm there for it.
I wanted to see that for years.
Yeah, but yeah. So yeah. So they did decided to replace John Cena with.
So what do you think about that? Do you think Cena was the only guy who stood up and said, I'm not doing it? Or is the only guy with enough pull
what you just said right there? Because if you would have told me that, let me think of somebody who's not like main event level. Who's somebody? I'm like trying to think who's not.
Rusev.
Yeah, they're going to be like, Rusev, you're either going to go or there's no more Rusev Day. Like, there's probably only a handful of guys in the company or women in the company that could be like, well, women couldn't go anyway. There's a couple of guys in the company that could have the clout to say, nah. And those guys being John Cena, Daniel Bryan. I'm pretty sure if Trips said didn't want to do it, Trips didn't have to do it. Right. There's only a couple guys that can get away with
that. But you know, Trips is going to do it. He's a company guy.
He's a company man.
Come on. What about Brock, though? Like, Brock is the guy who we've always said, if he don't want to do it, he ain't going to do it. Brock just don't care? Brock was that check?
You know what Brock's is about, that
That's
money.
Right. Brock's, I mean,
Brock's about getting that dough.
You're right.
And let's
be
real. There's no clear indication that Brock's not going to walk out of Saudi Arabia with the Universal title around his waist.
I think he might.
Like, I don't know if they're going to give it to Braun. I don't know if they want to give it to Braun right now.
They might just flip it. Like, let Brock get it and then let Braun get a rematch on Raw or something.
Yeah.
I feel like the most intriguing part of that is looking past it and looking at a possible Drew and Braun match.
Yeah,
like, that's coming.
Everybody wants Drew and Braun for the title. So I feel like, but they can take their time though.
Oh yeah,
and they can let Brock just hold this another 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, when is Brock scheduled to fight in UFC?
Not for a while. Early
next year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to hold it for that long.
But
I can't imagine he's going to be active in the company. Well, not that he's been active anyway.
He hasn't been really active. Right. But usually the WWE schedule is you're in until Mania. So it seems like Brock might be until Mania.
I feel like his fight's in February, though. I could be mistaken. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Let's look that up. Matt Maniacs, if you know, please let us know. We don't fact check
around. Yeah, we don't do that.
We ain't got no time for that. So on Raw, anything else that we saw was interesting?
The exchange, well, it wasn't really an exchange, but just Seth, kind of pleading with Dean Ambrose as a, you know, why on that particular, and I want to elaborate on that for a minute.
Why, Dean, why?
You know what? Everybody thought that it was kind of a crappy move to make him turn heel on the night that Roman kind of announced his semi-retirement while he's dealing with this leukemia thing, and much love to Joe Noi, aka Roman Reigns. Definitely pray for a speedy recovery. Get back in the ring, Superman punch, and fuck that crowd because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know, everybody thought it was kind of a bad move for him to turn heel. I said, if you really want to make it believable, I think that was the best time.
I think if it would have been any other time,
he
would have got the Becky treatment and they would have cheered him. Yeah. They'd have been like, yeah, finally, Dean, that's right. Tell him.
He wants real heel smoke.
You figure on that night with all the emotion that's already been in that arena, and then you go ahead and do the heel turn like that. Great booking.
That's great.
Great booking. Great writing. That was perfect.
I hope Kaz has something to do with that. Shout out to Real Life Kaz.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's the homie.
I don't know who wrote that, or maybe they all sat around and were trying to decide on it and agree, but that was the perfect time. And like, to do it, I don't think it was planned before Roman's thing, because apparently Roman's thing was unscripted.
It was very unknown. Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew.
A handful of folks knew in the company.
Yeah, like
very few. And nobody knew when he went out there that's why he went out there. No one knew.
Yeah. So that's what, like, so then I'm thinking they responded to that by doing the Dean turn. I think they were like, okay, let's get this crowd right where we got them, right where we want them.
Right.
They're sad. They're thinking about something else. Bam, got them. I didn't realize, because I missed Raw last week until I saw the multiple replays, Dean beat the shit out of himself. I thought it was just a DDT and he locked out.
The dirty deeds on the concrete.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Like, this dude snapped.
And I'm saying, and my thing is this. Who is Seth Rollins to question anyone turning on his brothers? You were the originator.
Right.
You did it first.
He don't owe you any explanation.
And he said that he was like, part of me felt guilty because I did it first, but then the other part of me was like, nah, man.
Like, so not he, like this, so not
he,
on this
right,
night.
Right. He kind of played it out that
That's
way.
That's why it was the best night to do it, because no one saw it coming.
Nobody saw that coming. And they won. It was after they won.
They're still champs, bro. They are still tag champs.
Crazy. What are we going to do?
That's the question.
Dean wants.
Y'all talked about it last week, too. Sorry to cut you off.
I think it'd be dope if they are. You can have them be tag champs and still have a singles
program. Hate each other.
Hell yeah.
So like the main event of the next pay-per-view, for example, is the champs fighting each other. Like, that would be funny.
Has that ever happened?
I remember Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels were tag champs and they hated each other. I don't remember them having a match against each other.
Yeah.
Maybe they did, and then like Bret Hart broke it up or something.
Stone Cold and Triple H.
At some point, and it's just a matter of what pay-per-view are we going to get the Dean and Seth
match.
Payoff match.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Mania? Is it Rumble?
That's too far.
Is it?
Or you can just have Dean just not showing up, not saying anything for months, or just popping in and walking out. Nah, it's too long.
Dog,
I mean,
you could
definitely build this.
It's November. There's only few events until
this
November.
Is a major pay-per-view match.
This is a major storyline.
Mm-hmm. It's Rumble, I think.
Hey, even better.
That's a couple months away.
Even better.
We'll be there. I think it's a Rumble match.
Will you?
Yes.
I like that.
Would you want to be there?
I like that.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, so that was cool. There's also some tension with Ronda and Becky Lynch.
Yo.
Survivor Series.
So that's about to happen. Champion versus champion.
So are they really going title for title? Or are they just...
No, I think they just...
It's just an exhibition.
See, why won't they do the title for title? I would love to see one of them holding up the red
Both.
And blue.
Ooh. And then what show do they go to? Both?
Whatever they want.
They just bounce around. Hey,
you defend whatever one you want to defend.
Well, remember
what they did last year. And this is what made me think, like, wait a minute. So I really thought Daniel Bryan was going to win the championship for a moment. It's because last year's matchup, the first time they did it since the brand split was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when AJ fought Brock. And who else fought? Seth fought Finn, I think.
Mm-hmm.
AJ fought Brock. Amazing match.
Great match.
That was.
They're not going to do it again.
No.
And they're both champions. Or they would be if Brock won.
No, yeah.
That's why I think Braun is winning. So we get AJ Braun.
Okay.
That's not really a good match on paper.
Not on paper. It could be good. You never know.
It could be.
I'm not going to say Braun.
I just don't think they'll do the same match 2 years in a row.
No.
So that means Brock's not winning it. I think... Who's I keep saying? Oh, Drew. I think Drew's going to come out interfering in that Brock versus...
Cost Braun
Claymore
match.
Kick.
He's going to cost Braun maybe by accident. He's going to make Braun win by hitting Brock, I think.
Claymore kick Brock.
And then be like, I'm next.
Yeah, so like he was aiming for Braun.
Yeah.
Boom,
yeah,
kicks Braun.
Yeah, but at that point, you're not going to get Brock Lesnar just letting that go. So you're eventually going to have to see Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar go at it.
Maybe. But you Brock really only he, shows up for major pay-per-views.
You really think Brock's going to get Claymore kicked to the face, lose, not win the title, and be like, okay, I'm going to go home to my ranch and fuck Sable?
Yeah. No, he'll come back. He'll pop up again at Rumble
or
and cost them the match.
You think he'll pop up at Rumble?
He's only a major pay-per-view guy.
Paulie will talk
he's
about
only
it.
A major guy.
I agree. Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
My
did
client.
Not get the proper...
I don't, yeah, I mean, it's not a sexy matchup to think Drew versus Brock. It's not a very sexy matchup. Brock probably wouldn't even want to fight him. Who knows? Like, who's this guy? He was in the band thing. Who's this Scottish guy? He's fighting this dude. You never know. He might, like last year, he didn't want to fight Jinder, and that's why they gave it to AJ, and AJ's had the belt ever since.
That was good. That was good for all parties.
That was good for business.
I didn't want to watch Brock destroy Jinder Mahal.
Wait, let's look back on that. It's almost a year now.
Yeah.
Till when Jinder was a main eventer. Was that a mistake?
Wow.
Or did they not give it a chance?
No, come on. There's reasoning behind why Jinder was the champ when he was. It's because they were doing those events in India. And they were trying to build the presence in India.
Well, there's always a reason.
Well, that's the reason why. And now that is over with, uh-huh. Jinder Mahal is back where he belongs.
Oh, God.
Oh, so it wasn't a failed experiment.
I'm not a fan.
They got what they wanted.
I'm not
think?
A fan of Jinder Mahal, so.
Clearly.
I thought Jinder was. I mean, I just like seeing Jinder. Somebody different.
I'm not a fan of King Bacne.
Come on. Jinder's entrance wasn't fire.
Hey.
So what?
I got Bacne.
His entrance
too.
Was so fire.
You ain't got Bacne because the way he got Bacne.
Nah, yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yo, the Singh brothers introducing him, the red carpet, that man.
Yeah.
His gimmick, everything was so
it
fire.
Was solid, man. I loved it.
And he had heat.
Had a lot of heat.
But it faded fast.
That was booking.
Those flames got extinguished.
I think it was the booking. It's probably because a lot of like legit guys didn't want to lose to him. Randy's the only guy. Like the only dude who took an L to him.
Well, that's back when Randy was in that weird funk where Randy was just getting beat by everybody. Which yeah. for whatever reason, why, I don't know. But hey, whatever. It's Randy Orton. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they didn't give him any good wins. Like,
great
Jinder didn't have any wins. But
speaking of Randy, how many more years do you think Randy's got?
He looks like he's in good shape, man.
I know, but he's been in the ring for almost...
What has it been, about 10, 12?
I give him 15. Dang.
More?
I give him 15 more years.
15 what? More years in the ring? Are you
listen,
crazy?
Listen, if Triple H is, what, 48, right?
Yeah.
48? And you clearly you can see he can still go. I look
can
at
he?
Orton.
But
yes.
Can he go full-time?
Can he? Yeah, full-time
think,
is different.
I think...
Full time's different.
I think if Triple H really wanted to, he can go full time.
Nah,
I guarantee.
Triple H could do a Brock Lesnar.
Triple H
schedule.
Will never be full time again because Triple H is. Too
I mean, I know he can never. I know he would never be full time again at this point. But I'm just saying, if he wanted to, I think he can still go full time.
Okay.
And Orton is like essentially the next. He's the second coming of Triple H. I feel like if Orton doesn't take a corporate position, Orton is going to be that old dude to really like be in that ring, getting it cracking, continuing making opportunities for some of the younger superstars.
I don't think
superstars.
He'll get Randy. I don't think he'll get Randy a corporate gig, though.
He's not a corporate cat. I mean, but
yeah.
Triple H wasn't either until
I mean,
he became,
that's what I'm saying.
Until he was.
Them stories of Randy grabbing his dick and then wanting to shake your hand afterwards is really going to fly in the corporate world.
So he makes. I don't know if you saw his. I was talking to these guys about it. His up up down down episode with Woods.
Yeah.
I was there when they did it, and man, I had to edit out a lot because he's talking about smoking weed. He's talking about like just being
oh, you
crazy.
Were there, you were there when they were playing.
I was in the corner. They were playing Call of Duty.
Allegedly.
Wow.
And he was like, yo, I was just saying that stuff to pop you guys. Like, you know what I mean? And they were like, yeah, right.
It's cool.
Like, he sound like a wild dude.
You think the company cares about weed?
I don't. Probably not.
But they
just like, don't get caught.
It's like, yo, you know, don't be, you know, in the back smoking a blunt.
You can't be by the trucks blowing.
But if they keep talking about health and wellness, you know, that was one of the reasons.
Weed's good for you.
Listen, of course, I know that, but of all people. But speaking of which, shout out to Sean Morley, a.k.a. Val Venus, who actually works for a dispensary in East Mesa. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Hello,
he's a
ladies.
Supporter, though, isn't he?
I don't know. I haven't.
I think
really...
I saw a couple of videos
man,
on this.
Man, most of these guys.
I don't dive into
he was
the
Trump caping.
I don't.
I wanted to have him up.
I
was like,
I don't dive into the political element of dudes.
See, I have a
like
hard time
that.
Separating the two. Sometimes.
I mean, I don't fuck with Trump. Let's just keep that all the way real. But I, if that's what you do, that's cool. I enjoy dude for different reasons. And when I've met him now on two occasions, you know, so.
Hello, Trump.
So
when he.
So
hello,
just like he was.
Donnie.
So he was telling me, like, he literally, we had a conversation the last time I seen him, which was like earlier this year. And he basically said, he was like, man, WWE has invited me back quite a few times. I've gotten that email, I've gotten that call quite a few times. I told them I'm not going back until they ditch marijuana off that health and wellness. They suspending people for weed and shit. He said I'm not cool with that.
I also don't believe
they do suspend.
I don't
weed.
Believe that everybody would be suspended for weed either. If you're on 205 Live getting high, you're probably gonna be suspended. Yeah. If you're a main event level talent, slap on the wrist, keep it moving.
Oh yeah, it's definitely.
But that's definitely what they suspended Roman for.
There's different.
Yeah.
When.
Roman was gone for like 60 days. They tried to say it was something else, but it was weed,
smoke.
Bro.
Really? That was a wild tangent.
Was it weed?
Wild tangent. Wild tangent. All
right. Well,
we're good for that, though.
Maybe. All right. So what were we talking about?
We finished it up on Raw.
Raw ended. I fast forwarded. It was DX and Brothers of Destruction.
Yeah,
stuff.
Sir.
I was like,
care about that.
Yo, Shawn Michaels looks old. And so I was like, well, maybe part of it is just him just pretending and, you know, just like
a nice
just
super
wandering.
Kick,
it was a good super
yeah,
kick.
He still got
but like him running out of the ring when Kane was trying to come back in. And
oh,
he was
yeah.
like, you know, it just looked all sloppy. But, I mean, these guys are old and they've done a lot. So,
yeah, man.
I'm not excited about that match at all. This is one reason why I'm not watching Crown Jewel. This is like the main thing they hyping up, and I don't care.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, who cares?
This is their selling point.
I mean,
there's no stakes.
I don't know about.
None.
I don't know about DX versus the Brothers of Destruction. If it was DX versus anybody else, like I would like to see DX maybe put over a younger tag team. Like my perfect
like Dolphin Drew.
My perfect match, either that or my perfect match would have been like DX versus like the Revival or something like that.
I think Teak said that last week.
That'd have been hard as hell.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
That would have made sense. And let
oh,
the, and
yo,
let, the
let
Revival
me see,
win.
Let me check the all right. Let me get the seriously hot take from Ryan Satin Pro Wrestling Sheet.
Let's do it.
Super hot take. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
All right. Crown Jewel. We haven't talked about what the latest announcement was.
Let's do it.
That a certain real American is supposed to be hosting the show.
Yeah. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
And it really did hurt inside for me. so much so that I threw away my Hogan t-shirts. I quoted
really?
That song. As I was throwing them away in my on my Instagram post, and a certain person who works for WWE called me and was like, "Yo, that was hilarious." But anyway, so because the words make sense when it comes crashing down and it hurts inside. And how about the bridge part? If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride.
Oh wow!
I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide, bro.
Yo,
the song says it all.
It does. It does.
It does. So Hogan.
That might have been
the
first
host.
Time there was ever a lyric breakdown of Real American in the history of life. I feel like Rob Markman should
nobody
be.
Nobody listens.
I feel like Rob Markman should be. It should be on Genius.com.
Genius. Fact, shout out to Rob.
I'm sure Real American is on Genius. And who wrote that? Probably Jimmy Hart. Okay, so.
I think it was Jimmy Hart, actually.
I'm sure. He yeah. wrote most of the big songs. Okay, so here's the part. That ain't the hot take.
No.
Even though I have not heard WWE announce this, but they put a picture of him on
the
site.
It's announced.
Oh, it's official.
He's hosting.
All right. So here's the next part. You ready for this?
Hit it.
Okay, here we go.
Now we're waiting patiently.
The winner
mm-hmm.
of the Best in the World tournament
okay.
will be
mm-hmm.
the last person who was just added to the tournament.
Kurt Angle? No.
Nope.
Wait. Bobby Lashley?
Just replaced John Cena. Bobby Lashley. Okay, wait.
Go ahead.
There's more. This is going to get... increasingly
I'm
ridiculous. All right. Bobby Lashley is a Raw superstar.
Yes, he is.
Bobby Lashley, after winning this, is going to demand a world title shot.
Okay.
And Bobby Lashley is going to get a match against probably not Brock, maybe Braun, who knows, at SummerSlam next year.
You're going to make him wait that long?
Maybe it won't.
You're going to wait 9 months for
it'll
the
be
title
a major.
Shot.
Maybe even Mania. And the special guest referee.
Hulk Hogan.
Is going to be Hulk Hogan. There's more.
There's more.
Bobby Lashley is going to win this match.
His hot take of course. Is pissing me off.
He would have no choice.
And Hulk Hogan is going to have to raise the hand of a black man.
Right.
Now, this is a super hot take.
Yes.
That is so WWE, though.
It is.
But, like, yo, here's the plan to get him where we need him to be. It's a long plan. It's even a little ridiculous and convoluted.
Jesus.
So I don't know where Ryan Satin's sources are.
No.
I wish you wouldn't have said that, because now I'm like, if that happens,
bro, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm going to be so pissed.
Like, it's not going to work. That's the question I'm asking. Will that work? Him in the ring, hugging Bobby Lashley, holding his arm up. Real American plan.
They're going to play Hulk's music over Bobby. Bobby wins the strap and they're going to play Hulk's music. Fuck out of here.
No, you know, Hulk has always got a pose. Yo, there's a shout out to Bruce Pritchard, who always said Hulk's got a pose at the end of every pay-per-view. Like, that was Vince McMahon's thing. Like, whether he wins or loses, whether he was involved in the match or not, it's got to go off with Hogan stretching and posing.
The company might be aight with it, but I feel like if that happens, the reaction from the crowd is going to be so sour.
They think these crowds are
stupid.
They're
going to get booed out of the arena, bottles thrown at them, tissue rolls, and all type of stuff. I would throw a beer bottle if that happened that way.
There's nobody.
First of all, Lashley, he ain't ready. He just worked his way
back. So he would have to probably turn face again in the process. Yeah. Because right now he's a heel, and they'd have to do a lot more. So I don't know. This is a super weird take.
It's weird
from
you know what,
from Ryan Satin.
It's not that far fetched.
It doesn't really surprise me.
Although I'm like, damn man, is Bobby Lashley the guy that they're gonna put in that position?
Not right now. This isn't.
There's no other African American guys.
No, that was my question. Like, what other brothers are on the roster?
Man. Yo, Big E need that solo push.
That's what I'm saying. This isn't. Right? This isn't 2000.
Kofi? Come on.
This isn't 2008 or 2009.
Prime time ain't there.
You see what I'm saying? You stupid.
Prime time.
Shout out to JTG and Chad. Chad Gaspar.
Yeah.
I can't believe you know
that. Chad was
huge, man. The crime time vignettes were great. As were the FBI ones. Oh, the full-blooded Italians. Those were so racist, so good.
Shad was an extra in Black Panther, if I'm not mistaken.
I did not know that.
What?
Yeah he was.
Fun fact.
Not an extra stunt double. Somebody's stunt double.
What?
He was a stunt double in one of the movies.
Wasn't T'Challa's way too big to be T'Challa.
Yeah, he couldn't be T'Challa.
He was somebody's
like
stunt
Winston
double.
Duke, maybe? I could believe that size wise.
One of them. Oh, I can't remember, but
that's one of the most fire names.
You can look it up. You can
Winston Duke is fire. That's a fire name.
That is a fire name.
It is.
It's regal.
He can write a book written by Winston Duke.
Right, right.
You know, a lecture.
The way he talks.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You will not tell me.
Yes.
Crown Jewel is happening. We could talk about that. But let's go to SmackDown.
Yes.
Now, the other guy who's not appearing at Crown Jewel.
That's right.
Gets written out by having a great match, a fire match.
Yeah, they put a world title match on TV.
SmackDown. It's been a while.
And the last time it happened.
It was the first match of the night.
The first match.
Yeah.
They said the last time it happened was, it was AJ and Jinder when he won the title.
Hmm. Oh, the AJ last won time that on national, he went on TV. I didn't remember that.
It was like a last minute thing, like the week before Survivor Series, because I think Brock was like, "I'm not playing that guy."
That is what it was.
Yeah,
that is what it was.
And they switched him, and ever since then, AJ's been the champ, which is crazy. It's about to be a year. So anyway, match was fire.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's
fire
talk about
match.
The ending though. Daniel Bryan taps out. Any thoughts on that? Do you feel like this makes him look weak? Is he back to the bottom of the pile?
Was it the calf crusher? It was a calf crusher?
Yeah, it was a mock.
Granted, they sold the leg the entire match.
Yeah, I'm not going to call any man that taps out to a calf crusher and say he's weak.
It was a modified Styles Clash.
Actually, yeah, he Styles Clashed him and then went into a calf crusher.
He had him in a cloverleaf position.
That was pretty
he
dope.
He stepped over the arm and dropped him like
he
that.
He modified
then
it. Yeah.
Then he hit the calf killer, which is the original. Name. That's what I still call it.
Yeah.
So this we definitely want to see more Daniel Bryan AJ Styles.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to see more too. So at the end, Samoa Joe comes out. Chokes them both out.
Talk about being in a great spot. Joe is getting a great spot because of all of this.
So it's like, this is the question, man. It's like, do you want to be a company guy at this point, or do you want to stand up for something you believe in? Because being the right place at the right time could put you in a position to, you know, feed your family for a long time.
You have to be opportunistic in this business, and this is a hell of an opportunity for Samoa Joe. Yeah. Whether or not he wins or not, he's going to go out there, be on a huge stage. He's going to make some good money.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say he's not going to beat AJ, because maybe this time he does.
Yeah, it's happened twice. Why not the third?
And I'm not mad if he beats him and walks out of there with the title.
Oh, absolutely not.
Joe deserves
very
it. Joe deserves that strap.
So that adds another possibility to what the Survivor Series match could be.
Okay.
It could be, here's the combinations. It could be Brock versus AJ. Okay. We saw it. We probably don't want to see it again, even though it was a great match. It could be Braun versus AJ. Not the sexiest.
Haven't seen
matchup.
It, but yeah, don't know if I want to see it.
It could be Joe versus Brock, which we've seen, which is a good match, though.
I wouldn't be mad at that again.
Happened once and Brock won, but it was a good match.
Yeah.
Or it could be, what's the other combination?
Braun and Joe?
Braun and Joe, which I don't think I've ever seen toe-to-toe.
Not one-on-one.
You don't think so?
They've been in the ring together, but I don't think they've ever fought one-on-one.
Braun and Joe could be cool.
Braun and Joe is more of an entertaining match than Brock and Braun, because Joe's got... And it's not that Brock doesn't have an opened up moveset. Brock's moveset is like four things. Joe can do like 40 things.
So Brock's moveset is about two things.
Yeah. And
multiple German suplexes.
But Brock has, that's the crazy part though. Brock has all of that in his repertoire.
Oh yeah.
He never uses it.
Yeah, he used to do all types of stuff.
Man, listen, double power bomb.
04, 05 Brock Lesnar.
SmackDown
that was
era, bro.
Dude.
He was a beast, dude.
When he was the face of SmackDown, that's back in that era when SmackDown was a better show
and Angle
than Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Benoit, Eddie. That era
Ray.
Of SmackDown was an Edge.
Those are the workhorses.
That was the era of SmackDown
Test.
That was killing it.
Those are the workhorses
Test,
there.
Man.
RB Test.
You got the world greatest tag team. There was so many dope.
It was fire.
SmackDown.
Man.
And that's one thing I love about the network, man. They got all them old
SmackDown stuff. You watch all
that's
that.
Dope. I'm glad they put the old SmackDown.
I love it, though. The only thing that makes me laugh is when anytime it's Benoit in a match, it'll be Kurt Angle in a singles match. Eddie Guerrero in a singles match, and they're fighting Benoit.
They just won't
they don't even acknowledge it. And I get it.
Wow.
But at the same time, it's like
come
on. You still say his name on the screen. Just put Chris Benoit.
Right. They don't want you to be able to search for his name, which
everybody
is
knows
silly.
What Chris Benoit did. It's not nobody's brand new. Anyways.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anything else on SmackDown y'all saw you liked?
Becky came out there talking that shit.
Yo.
Yes.
She is, man. She well, might, man.
Somebody
Becky
said
is gonna,
it last
Becky's
episode.
Gonna be my
Becky's
favorite.
Letting her nuts hang right now.
the shirt.
I'm the man? Yo. Fire.
Great fire. Booking, great writing.
Fire.
They are doing... Becky might be getting the best writing in the company right now.
Yeah, I agree.
This is early Stone Cold, man.
She is the female Stone Cold.
This is Austin 316, like, starting up. I feel like if she gets the man over, like, that's it.
Oh, the crowd loves her.
That's it.
I mean, the crowd loved her before she went full, like...
They loved her before.
And now she's killing it.
Yo, she's so good. Like, did you see her social media even? Like,
she talks that shit, bro.
She goes hard.
Woo, she talks that shit on social.
She'll see, like, Carmella talking about, oh, man, I'm having an ice cream day. And she's like, well, I'm having a champ day.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yo.
Yeah, no. Like, she'll just jump in on people's tweets.
I like it. I like
savagery.
It. So early prediction. Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch. What do you see the outcome being of that match?
Becky's got to get herself disqualified.
Yeah.
That's the only way this can.
I don't see
she can't tap out.
So she's not going to be the one. So
Becky can't tap out and she can't beat her.
You don't think she's going to be. Who? Okay.
Nobody can beat Ronda.
Who is going to be the first one to beat Ronda like that?
That's a whole nother question.
Yeah.
If it isn't Charlotte, Asuka.
Nia.
My personal favorite.
Nia had a good match with her, though.
My personal favorite.
They better not have her lose to Asuka.
Ember didn't even beat Asuka. Like,
I'm just saying they need to go ahead. And
I would like to see that.
I like Ember Moon.
And actually, Ember and Asuka having a little standoff at the Rumble
was
dope.
That's what
I'm
trying to tell you, bro.
So,
yeah, because all the history.
But they never gave Ember her shot. They never let her get over, which I didn't like.
That's what I'm saying. It might be that time.
That would be dope. I think that loss is going to – it can't be for a while. Like, that loss is going to make her not strong. You know what I mean? It's going to make Ronda have a weakness.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? So I think she's got to be undefeated for like a year.
Huh. Ronda? More.
Yeah.
Ronda. Okay. I think that was
Becky got to get herself disqualified. I think that's the best writing
some heel shit
that you can do.
Some super heel shit.
Yeah. She pulls out a chair or something because she's
smacks her
lose.
In the face with it.
Yeah, like she got to do something or just walks away and gets counted out
under the bink act.
The bink act, like because it also hurts Becky's heat if she taps out.
Sure,
you know what I mean. It kind of hurts Becky.
What if she? What if they do the? What if they? Since she's on the Stone Cold path. What if she passes out during a submission? Out. Never actually taps.
I like the way you think.
Because, I mean, Stone Cold didn't necessarily pass tap out to that sharpshooter.
That was the moment that made
that got him over.
That made Stone Cold. Look how tough he is. Oh, he withstood this. Oh, man. Like, so, yeah.
That's that booking right
I think
there,
that
man.
Would be the best book for her to not tap
arm bar
out.
And
she can lose.
Pass out to the arm bar.
But still,
can
like.
Can pass out from an arm bar?
No. But I guess if anything hurts enough, you can pass this. You can
I mean,
pass
can
out.
You pass out from a sharpshooter? Mm-hmm. Same difference. I mean, think about it. Same difference. You're just laying there.
Stone Cold's face was bloody,
covered
so
in blood.
Like, he could have just passed out from the blood loss.
Yeah, there'll be no crimson mask. I'm sure they're not gonna let the. There's no blood in the company to begin with. They're
Yo,
not gonna let
have
the ladies,
ladies
open it up.
Bled ever?
No. Not to that extent. You might have seen like a cut.
That's kind of.
They ain't gonna let Becky Lynch or Ronda Rousey have a crimson mask.
I shouldn't have said it like
that. Dripping with blood in his hair.
Wait, Ronda didn't even get it. You know, I was like, have the ladies ever bled?
And, fucking shit.
And G1 just he started laughing.
That's in the corner, G1.
He was just going on. Yeah, man. Like, yo, like Shawn Michaels in the.
Son of a bitch.
I was like, wait a minute.
I said something. Yeah, I said something.
Oh, shit.
All right.
That's funny.
So they have. So anyway.
I think
we love you,
aisles
we
for that
love you, ladies. We love you, ladies.
We love you guys.
We love the ladies on that, man.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Yo, man, this is such a great time for women's wrestling.
It is.
For wrestling in general. I think, all right, here's something I heard on a couple podcasts that I got to talk about before we get out of here. I'll take a lightning round. I'll take the last, like, 5 minutes or so.
We got to go over the Crown Jewel card, too.
Oh, shoot. Well, I guess we should do a Crown Jewel. I'm not watching it, man.
I'm watching.
I'm going to watch.
I ain't watching.
Look, let's just quickly go over the card then.
Okay, you got the card?
I got the card up.
All right.
Cruiserweight Championship match. Buddy Murphy, Cedric Alexander.
Buddy Murphy again.
Okay. Next up, we have the World Cup for the whatever best in the world. So we have Seth Rollins against Bobby Lashley. Don't care.
I think Bobby.
Kurt Angle and Dolph.
Lashley.
I hope Kurt.
Dolph. Kurt doesn't win two matches in one night.
Man. Randy and Ray.
Woo. I can't even call
that's
that.
That's tough.
I can't call that.
Miz
that's
and Jeff Hardy.
Tough. That's tough, too.
That's Miz. Miz is hotter. Miz,
so let's just say. We'll say the Miz is going to win, and let's just say Randy Orton wins.
Orton. Okay.
So you got Miz and Randy.
Ooh. Miz.
Okay. And then on this side, you say Bobby Lashley. I want to say Kurt, we'll just go with Dolph. You got Bobby against Dolph.
Bobby and Dolph.
Mm, well, for your scenario to play out, you need Bobby to win.
Yeah. That's not my scenario. That's Ryan Satin's scenario.
Well, that's the one you brought up. That's the
scenario. I don't know if that's my scenario.
That you mentioned. Right?
The fact that Seth can lose in here and he doesn't lose any of his belts
nothing.
Means that he probably will lose.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The fact that he can lose with nothing to lose.
So it's going
to
be a final of Randy Orton and Dolph Ziggler?
That would be dope. But, of course, we know what's going to happen in that match.
What happened to Bobby Lashley?
Oh, you're saying Bobby wins. You're saying,
yeah.
Oh, so it's going to be – so Bobby and Randy Orton?
Bobby.
Oh, we don't want to see that.
No. I think Bobby – or Randy and Dolph is a good
or
final.
Or Seth and Randy because I don't – that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd be down for that.
Okay.
I'd definitely be
Maybe.
Down for that.
I don't want to see Kurt lose in the first round, though.
I don't either.
Unless it's a great match.
I just don't know if he can do two matches in one night.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see.
But we'll see. I mean,
then,
the dude is an animal.
Next on the card,
yes.
We got – The Bar versus New Day, SmackDown titles on the line.
I mean, they've been trading the titles for so long. Why not New Day?
Yeah, well, they're saying that, you know, with the Big Show now kind of
the show bar
hopping into
the big bar,
right?
Well, they're not so. Well, big
it's
show.
The big bar.
He's like the lean show now. He's
I know.
He's a lean show
made by Nestle, right?
The big bar.
It's the keto show. He's on the keto.
Yeah,
diet.
Yeah. No, show is little now.
The not so big show.
I would say New Day. Why not?
Hey, you know, of course we gotta say.
Anytime you get the New Day and the Bar together, all I want is a great match, and they deliver nine
They're
times out of ten,
non stop.
So then you got
who else?
AJ and Samoa.
Yes, sir. Maybe it's Joe's time.
I'm ready for Joe.
I'm ready for Joe too.
I love AJ, but I'm ready for Joe.
And then you have Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman.
I'm so torn on this. I just know Brock doesn't like showing up, so I would say Braun. But they've been holding off on putting it on Braun for so long.
Minute, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what else has Braun got to do? He was Money in the Bank. He won the Greatest Royal Rumble. Like, what else he got to do in a year before he can get a title?
He definitely deserves
it. I think it's a good time for him to get it. And then we get a good program with Drew, I hope. So that's my pick.
Okay.
And then last but not least, D-Generation X.
Nah.
Versus the
that's kind of how I feel. It's like who cares? Yeah. Why, this is supposed to be the main event? Like really?
It's the main event. Here's my predictor. At the end of the show,
yep,
all four of them will hold their arms up.
Oh lord! And then
the credits will roll. Undertaker,
or other Taker former and members Kane of win. DX
brothers come back,
come they, through, and it's a numbers huh? game situation.
Road Dogg and Billy Gunn,
you
come
know,
through?
that would be solid.
I don't really think Road at this point in time that Road Dogg and Billy Gunn are going to be the saviors for DX against the Brothers of Destruction.
I think Brothers of Destruction take it.
Yeah,
Triple H beat Taker right at the last one.
He did.
Yeah, so, yeah. I say they get their win back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Even reading through it, I still don't want to watch it.
It's a short card, but it's only a short card because you have the tournament in the middle.
So you're going to get two matches or a lot of matches.
One,
out of that.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven total matches in that.
That's most of the show.
That's a long time.
So I want to watch it for the tournament part, but I don't care. I heard that they did put Renee Young's going to be doing commentary, so they are going to sneak a woman onto the show.
Really?
So they're trying, man.
No, that's very progressive of them, I suppose.
I appreciate them for doing that because they know people are pissed off about this, and so they're like, "Well, let's put a woman on commentary." I like them for trying. They're in a business agreement. Like
I know they are,
and they were like, "Yo, we can't just pull out. We're going to owe billions of dollars."
So that's one of the things that I understand. There was huge controversy surrounding this. The WWE is not the only American company that does business in Saudi Arabia.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And like you just said, you can't expect a corporation company who has an agreement that's going to pay them a shitload of money to just walk away from that because of this. Now, granted, if something really, really goes wrong in Saudi Arabia, I can see them distancing themselves. However, as of right now,
something really did go wrong.
No.
A guy's dead.
No, I'm not diminishing that, but I'm saying like bigger, like, I mean, some.
Like multiple guys dead.
So, if that even makes sense.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
At the end of the day, though, we
if
all
it gets
know.
Worse than this,
we all know. We all know what Vince's bottom line is, and that's that dollar.
That's right.
And they're paying millions and millions of dollars for this.
So I would say they're going to do it, but they probably won't come back. They'll be like,
I think
this is
I think they have an.
Oh,
agreement.
They're already contracted?
Well, no, because they were talking about they wanted to have The Rock show.
I don't know how much
year
of a,
with the
is that a real one or oh they promised to come back every year now.
And I think they were offering to pay mega money.
Rock's
for the,
not going out there.
Shit,
Rock
they,
ain't going.
They gonna hand. They were talking about paying The Rock $20 million for the appearance.
Rock ain't going out there.
Shit, $20 million. Are you going to Saudi Arabia right now for
the Rock
$20 million?
Says, sign me up. Is, right now, $20 million.
Is Rand going out there for $20 million?
Hell yeah.
Yes, you are.
Stop playing. Don't even play
if they were like, yo, we want Matt Mania.
So that's the end of our show.
We want Matt Mania to be the official podcast of Crown Jewel. Are we going?
Like, don't even play dope, bro.
Yes,
don't even
we're
play
going.
Yourself. That's 20 mil. Come on now.
$20 million?
I'm going to use that 20 mil.
That same, listen, that same week as soon as
to
you.
To fight the power.
Listen, that same week as soon as you come back, I'm going to have three beats ready for you. But we, that's another.
You can do whatever you want with your portion. Your 5 mil is your 5
all
mil.
All I ask
I'm throwing,
is,
man.
All I ask is for $500,000.
That's a lot to ask for.
I'm just saying. That's $20 million.
That's a lot to think about. I mean,
the money don't, and the money don't make it right, but I'm just
money
saying.
Money don't make it right. All money ain't good money.
All money is not good money.
My good friend Tanya said it this weekend. All money ain't good money.
But we are talking about life-changing amounts. We're not talking about like $20,000, $10,000, whatever the situation may be. We talking about $20 million. We talking about life-changing. changing amounts. We're talking about a Mega Ran estate, a Capcom wing. Yes, we're talking.
It's definitely something to think about.
I feel you though. It's considering
the morally, circumstance. Morally, I'm going to side with him on that. But
my bank account is saying, $20 mil. Use it.
Two prepaid cards in my pocket is like, nigga, you need to get your shit together.
I would love to be in a position to have to make that decision. And in order to do that, Matt Mania has to keep going. In order for Matt Mania to keep going, ladies and gentlemen, you got to back us on that Patreon.
That's right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, go to patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast. Help us with any amount of money. Could be a dollar, could be five, could be 20 million. Whatever you got, if you happen to be a Saudi prince,
pay that money.
We'll talk. I appreciate the support that we got so far. We got a new member.
We do got a new Patreon this week.
Yes, sir.
Gosh, I want to shout her out, but I forgot her name.
I'm pulling it up right now.
She came to StarCast to see us.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, wait. Where did it go? Who cleared out the inbox?
Somebody deleted it.
Who deleted the inbox?
Probably Neo.
Damn it, Dave. You were on a boat. You had one job.
That was Matt Hardy.
Yo, her name was there, and it's not there anymore.
We apologize.
She's on Twitter, though, WXGirlSquee. Thank you so much for coming through. She always rocks the Matt Mania T and is a big supporter. You can also get your name shouted out on the show. All you got to do, what do you got to do, Rock?
Pay that money.
Hey! Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. All right. This was the actual question I wanted to ask, even though we're at 80 minutes.
Man, it's always us.
Speed round. This is what we're going to do. I can't even blame nobody because I'm the one making this long. Speed round. I saw this on another show, and I thought it was a really good question. Let's just say, perfect example.
Okay.
I don't know if it's true. Let's just say every member of the Bullet Club calls up Triple H and says, yo, our contracts are up in January. That's Bucks, Cody, Kenny, Hangman, Marty Scurll.
Yep.
They say, yo, Trips, we're ready. How do you book their debut? Do you split them? Some at the Rumble, some at NXT. What do you do?
Remember when the Nexus came through?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that. Remember, it was seven of those guys when they came through. And that was like another breakthrough, extinction level, NWO-ish, natural born thriller-ish.
Yeah, they came through and wrecked shop.
They came through and ran.
Wasn't it like CM Punk or somebody who like kind of sicked them on everybody?
That was later on. That was the new Nexus. The original Nexus led by Wade Barrett. Slater, David Otunga.
Darren Young.
Young. Okay.
Really? Ryback was in there.
Yes.
Ryback was in the original Nexus.
PJ Black, formerly known as Justin Gabriel.
Who's the dude that does the other dude does the spin?
I was gonna say PJ Black, formerly known as Justin Gabriel. He was part of that. Listen, if there was
Do the Bullet Club like that? They all just come in running roughshod.
Absolutely. You gotta get together. And Finn come out and AJ come out.
Oh, so then they join them? So you'd like 70.
That's what I'm saying. I like factions. I am a huge faction fan.
Me too.
If you gonna do this, I want them to run over people. What this is gonna do for business is force somebody to become a star in order to knock them off or to assemble a team to knock them off. They're gonna have to make new stars. They can't rely on the same people that they've been relying on at that point. If they do that, that's going to force them to make new stars. Okay. I would love that. It's kind of
the problem I had with when the NWO did it. Mm-hmm. First of all, they were adding a new member every week and they were beating up everybody. It was to the point where the NWO was so over that nobody could compete. Like the NWO was the coolest thing around.
Facts. Oh, yeah.
And if this happened with Bullet Club where they come out beating everybody up, who's going to get over on it?
What if they come back with Jericho?
I'm telling you, somebody's
Jericho comes back and Jericho brings all of them with him.
Bullet Club led by Chris Jericho. What?
So that's your answer. They all just come in. They just dump on somebody. Not a Royal Rumble entrance like a AJ.
Have them all pop in. What if they did come into the Rumble and totally wreck shop?
Oh, just
everybody
lay out
everybody
the
comes
ring.
Into the Rumble one by one, and then Yeah, they noticed that. No, there's no official and then Rumble they just finish.
Start too sweet.
They do it too sweet.
And then it's
there's
on.
There's no official Rumble finish because they didn't knock off winner. Everybody.
They killed everybody.
Yo, that would be crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell. Wild. Okay, that's fire.
Even better because it's gonna be here.
That would be fire. Rock, how do you book it?
You gotta have them come.
All the boys all together want to be here.
You gotta have them all come together. It's gotta be one big faction that comes in and fucks shit up.
Okay. And when Roman Reigns comes back, which he will.
Because my thing is, okay, so if you want to have some of them go to NXT, who goes to NXT? Hangman?
Bucks? Good.
Hey, we have a...
NXT?
Remember, we have another...
Kenny Omega could?
On NXT?
Look, Shinsuke was.
Omega?
Shinsuke was.
Remember, we had...
was the best in the world for a minute. I can't see Kenny Omega on NXT.
Remember, we have another new member of Bullet Club. Remember, Switchblade Jay White is part of Bullet Club now, so he's going to NXT.
Guys, I'm the newest member of the Bullet Club, by the way. Everybody's in Bullet Club.
He's Bullet Club now. For life. All right, so somebody got creative.
A couple of people got creative.
I think so. We got some creative folks in there. Nice.
That's not Hitler, I hope.
Maybe. It's the internet. It very well could be. Ignore it. It goes away. All right, so...
What's your take?
My take? I was all about bringing them all together, but I thought, man, we could, money-wise, if you put a couple of them in NXT, let them run through there, and then a couple are at the top, like the older guys, like Kenny. Omega. Kenny, I think because he's older, should probably go to the main roster. But he could benefit from an NXT run just to learn how to slow his style down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
That's kind of, I think that's what they did with Shinsuke.
Yeah, because you're probably not going to be able to give everybody those knees that you're giving in New Japan.
Because I love them knee hits.
That ain't going to fly.
We could do V triggers all day. He could spam V triggers all day, and I would never be mad.
I mean, you saw how they had to, like, dumb Shinsuke down a little bit, because Shinsuke would probably kill you with that knee.
That's what I'm saying. I think that they had to slow him down.
Is that a dick now?
That's a penis.
It is.
God.
Guys, it's the internet.
Twitch.
Oh, Twitch, behave.
I've never been on Twitch. It's my first time.
Don't worry.
Yeah, this is a first for this.
I got to block a few people.
It's a double first for me. So it's like, you know, first of all, I'm on Twitch, and this is my first time being on the podcast since y'all moved to Spotify. Oh.
Man. All right.
I'm so humbled.
So I'm really torn. I feel like Bucks could do a month in NXT. And then be fine, and then back on the roster.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Run through, get the titles.
Not like an extended run.
Mm. Same with Kenny. Like, you take him off the road
a
little
bit. Have him knock off the Mighty. Have him knock off the War Raiders.
You get through
have
everybody.
Have him go through the Undisputed Era. Have him go through the Undisputed Era. Remember, Adam Cole at one point was a Bullet Club leader. And they stick. And they Adam Cole took over once AJ came to WWE. Mm-hmm. And
see,
then they stick it to AJ Styles. They stick it to Adam Cole. Like,
bang!
we don't care if you boom super kick party the whole Undisputed Era. Then right, they come to the main roster.
All right, so yeah, they could do that. Like, they could just take a month, run through, and then be like, "We done here. Now we move up."
Mm-hmm.
I think if they come all together, especially if Finn and AJ join. And then the Good Brothers, like,
I'm just talking about.
It's too big.
Or what if you have AJ, Finn, Gallows, Anderson opposing?
Oh, right. Now that could be cool. Because they might bring, like, their name and be like, nah, we're the real Bullet Club and you're not.
We're the club.
And like I was saying earlier, like when Roman Reigns does come back, and he will, I'm praying that he pulls through. Roman comes back. This little internet rivalry between him and Tama Tonga, they need to go ahead and hash that
That's
out.
That's gone. In the ring?
They need to go ahead and hash that out.
They talk shit back and forth. Didn't Tama Tonga get in trouble for some of the shit he was saying?
Yeah.
Did he really?
That's what I read.
I don't know how real it is.
I mean, it's bad boy Tama Tonga, but yeah, they need to go ahead and hash that out in the ring. I need to see Superman punches and gun stuns.
That's super dope. But yo, Matt Maniacs, let us know how you feel about Crown Jewel. Let us know what you felt about Evolution on the Twitter at Matt Mania Podcast. It's podcast, right?
Matt Mania Podcast on Instagram, Matt Mania Podcast.
That's why I get them confused.
Let us know what you thought about the episode. We also streamed live today on Twitch, so you can check that out on twitch.tv/MegaRan. Don't forget, add us on the Patreon, which is patreon.com/Matt Mania Podcast.
Yes, sir.
And as always, we are brought to you from the amazing DigiLab Studios. Go to recordingstudiophoenix.com for any of your recording needs. Ask for Tyler. That's our homie. He'll hook you up.
Book them. They got a slate.
And, of course, Rock Snack of the Week. I'm going to give it up this week to Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter. I don't know if you guys saw.
Yo!
She did. She did the Rolling recreation Stone. Of the Rolling Stone cover that her mom, Lisa Bonet, did back in the day.
Word?
What a blessed
time. I didn't see that.
Dog. You need to look that up.
Jesus.
Zoe.
Shouts out to Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, Zoe.
Snack of the week.
Looking lovely.
I didn't know you did that.
Looking like a snack. Well, that concludes our show. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you for hanging out for almost 90 minutes today. As always, ladies and gentlemen, what should you do?
Keep your shoulders off the mat.
Peace.
Do that.